will always know how to give me peace and happiness. Lord, I give my all and nothing less. For the love that you give is the reason why I live. So let your raindrops fall on me, so my spirit can be free.
Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us and clothed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do. Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, gracious Father, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Father God, we thank you for grace and we thank you for mercy. We thank you for the abundance of joy that you have given us. Father God, we will not take your blessings lightly. But God, we are grateful and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Hebrews 11 and 1? It's a very familiar scripture. You should know this by heart. Hebrews 11 and 1, and I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is, when you can't see it. When you can't see it. When we see God's favor, doors open, our health improves, the right people shows up, and so many things happen when we see and experience God's favor. It is easy to believe and know that God is at work. But sometimes when we are praying and believing, there's no sign that is going to happen. Every circumstance says there's no way. It's easy to get discouraged and give up on what we're believing for. People of God, we think, God, just give me a sign that it is improving. God, give me a sign that everything is going to work out. The meaning of Hebrews 11 and 1 is about having confidence and hope in the promised word of God as revealed to you. It is taking God at his word, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill everything he says about you and that he will not fail. Knowing that he will never go back on his promises because he is not a man that he should lie. This definition of faith contains two aspects, intellectual and trust. Intellectual is believing something to be true. Trust is actually relying on the fact that the something you believe in is true. For example, a chair is often used to help this part right here. Intellectual assent is recognizing that a chair is a chair. And you are agreeing that also that chair is designed to support a person who sits on it. You have no doubt that chair is going to sustain your weight. Trust is actually sitting in the chair, knowing it's not going to break. You is trusting it is not going to break. It will hold you up. That's how faith is. Understanding these two aspects of faith is very crucial. The biblical definition of faith requires intellectual assent to the facts and trust in the facts. Come on here, somebody. Substance means that which stands under. Faith is the foundation for what we hope, the foundation of our relationship with God and everything that it implies within his purpose. But faith is the evidence of things not seen. If you see it, that's not faith. But faith is the evidence of things not seen. If you have the evidence and you can see it, that doesn't take any faith. To reach your destiny, there will be times when there is no evidence. And you have to dig down deep and say, I don't have to have the evidence. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I know. Come on here, somebody. And God, I know that you are faithful. God, I know that you are just to what you have promised. People of God, don't believe the lie that just because you don't see a sign, that God is not going to move on your behalf. God is not working according to our time frame. Come on here now. In the unseen realm, God is arranging things in your favor. God is lining up your healing. God is bringing the right people into your life. God is establishing you to walk into complete victory. No more wavering. No more being tossed to and fro. God is sustaining you and preparing you for that promotion. Somebody better get this. So on today, God is saying to you that he will never disappoint those who have hope in him, those who believe in him. You know about Daniel. You know about Joseph. You know about Abraham, David, Hannah, Esther, all of those men and women of God. In the middle of all the things they faced, they still believed God. In the midst of persecution, they still believed God. In the midst of stepping out on nothing, but they realized and they trusted God that they was going to land on something. Even when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, he still had faith in God. Even when Joseph was ridiculed, jealousy rose up against him through his brothers, and so much more happened to Joseph. He still believed God. David, man after God's own heart, adulterer, murderer, couldn't even get things right. He still had faith in God. Ah, Yadidiyosha. Some of you can find yourself and find the characteristics of these men of God can be of your own circumstances, of what you're going through, or the hangups that you may have. Even Hannah, she was barren. But she loved God so much, and she trusted God, and she put her faith in God that God was going to give her a baby. Come on here, somebody. Even through the ridicule, she still trusted God. Esther came from the pit to the palace. Esther was called. She still had trust and faith in God. Because you got to get to the mindset, he is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. If he did it back then, and if he worked out a situation for me before, he is well and able to work out this situation for me now. You have to ignite your faith. Oh, come on. Here's something. Ooh, how you do the shit. Even in the middle of all the things they faced, this is what I like. They believed in God. They believed that God would answer their prayers at the right time. He never disappointed them. People of God, God never disappointed us. Now, we disappointed him. Oh, come on here. It's time to be transparent. We disappoint God sometimes, but I thank God that we have a loving, faithful, and a just God, that he will redeem us back to him. Oh, come on here, somebody. He never disappointed them. He only blessed them with blessings that he had stored for them at the right time. God says he knows that you believe in him. How you did your bullshit. He said he will never disappoint you. He wants you to have faith in him. And he said he will never lie to you. But he wants you to trust in him. He wants you to come up. Even this year, God said you have to do more praying, more seeking his face, and more studying his word, in order for you to come up to the place he have for you to be in the spirit realm. Don't go by what you see, because the natural eye will fool you every time. Get into the spirit realm. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are my God, that my faith is rooted in who you are and not based on what I see. Father God, thank you that I can be free from trying to figure everything out on my own. Father God, I declare that I do not need signs to know that you are working and will provide whatever I need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.